All praises and thanks is due to Allah, the Lord and the Sustainer, the Most High, the Most Merciful. We ask Allah for forgiveness, and we ask Allah for help, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our action and from the evils within ourselves. Indeed, the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the best word is the word of Allah, Al-Quran. Quran is the spoken word of Allah, heard by the angel Jibreel alayhi salam, taught to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his companion how to read Quran, and then we got the knowledge from them. They taught the generation after them. So Quran came from mouth to the one after, from mouth to mouth. That's how we learned Quran, and that's how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept Quran without any touch. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Till the hereafter, Quran will be protected from any touch. No one can take any word out of the Quran, and no one can add any word to Quran. And also, the way we recite Quran, exactly the same way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard from the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. That's why it's very important to learn how to recite Quran, especially Surah Al-Fatiha, because this is the surah that every Muslim should use every time he pray or she pray. So I will start inshallah to review Surah Al-Fatiha, and after that we'll go to Surah Al-Ikhlas. So let me see who's available or who wants to come first. MashaAllah. Okay, brother Mu'min, you can start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. So where is brother المتقون؟
الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. But I think the you were too close, very close to the mic. So if you have a distance between you and the mic, I think the voice will be more clear. Yeah, it was too close. So could you recite it again, please?
How is this? Can you hear me?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. Could you please repeat the last part? غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. So who would like to go next, inshallah? Okay, Sister Amina.
Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rahmani rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Dina Sarat al Mustaqim, Sarat al Ladina and Anta al Lakin, Diary Mad Studio Lakin, Waladolin.
Jazakillahu Khaira. So we would like to repeat starting from Ar Rahman al Rahim. Could you please repeat after me? Ar Rahman al Rahim.
Ar Rahman al Rahim.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, when you say Ar-Rahman, this is double R. It's not one R. So you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
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 صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
ما شاء الله. المغضوب عليهم.
المغضوب عليهم.
ولا الضالين.
ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. That's very good. So who's going to come forward and to recite next, inshallah? I see Sister Aisha and Sister Anida. She promised us that she will recite the next time. Brother Hussein. So, mashallah, we have many people who attended before. So, who's going to come forward and to recite, inshallah? And if anyone needs help, so I can help, just let me know.
Okay, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
ما شاء الله, your recitation is very good. So how many surah can you recite? ما شاء الله. So maybe you will go to the next class, like to the intermediate, because I'm going to teach inshallah the rules of tajweed and to focus on the rules, so you get familiar with that. So could you recite Al-Fatiha again slowly and give me a time between two verses? Go ahead inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
ما شاء الله. Could you repeat after me? الرحمن الرحيم. And I would like you to pronounce الرحيم. ح. الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم. I know I can't say the R's very well.
MashaAllah. Now I can see the progress. You got الرحيم. Ha. If you don't pronounce it this way, it become like ha, Rahim. الرحمن الرحيم. I'm trying to have, inshallah, candidates to be a teacher inshallah in the future. So for those who read Quran in a very good way, so inshallah you should have more lessons to know the tajweed rules, and after that you can go ahead and teach in your community. So could you repeat it after me again? Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim.
MashaAllah. And then let's move to صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
I'm trying to stress the أنعمت. Listen to the way I recite it. أنعمت عليهم. أنعمت عليهم. Could you repeat after me please? Okay, when she got back, inshallah, we can continue to finish Surah Al-Fatiha. Where is brother Hussein? Is he around? So who's going to come forward inshallah and to recite next?
I already did mine, Layla.
So I can see Sister Anita coming back again. So would you like to continue? So we will finish Surah Al-Fatiha first inshallah with Sister Anita. MashaAllah, her recitation is very good, but I would like to give some comments about just a few words. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. So may you recite this again, please?
Okay, inshallah. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Yeah, I would like you just to say an'amta, an'amta,
an'amta,
an'amta. Try to copy my voice. An'amta, an'amta,
an'amta,
an'amta alayhim,
an'amta alayhim,
غير المغضوب عليهم,
غير المغضوب عليهم.
And when you say ولا الضالين, you have to prolong the pronunciation after you hit ضاد to 6 times. So how do you measure that? You open your hand and then you count using your finger 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's while you recite, you should move your fingers as if you are counting. And this kind of lengthening here must be 6 times. So you prolong it 6 times. So maybe you can take a deep breath, and after that you say, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
SubhanAllah, I don't think I can go quite that long, but I'll give it a try, inshallah. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
MashaAllah, that's good. I counted like 4, and between 4 and 5. So if you take a deep breath, inshallah, you can do it. Who's next, inshallah? Brother Hussein, I didn't hear you today. So, would you like to give it a try? Brother Hussein, go ahead, brother. Oh, yeah, verse by verse, Brother Hussein.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
ما شاء الله that's good go on
الرحمن الرحيم
ما شاء الله I can feel the progress that's perfect
مالك يوم الدين
very good go on please
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
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 go on go on brother
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
ما شاء الله go on
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Could you count 2 more? For الضالين
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
ما شاء الله today I am very satisfied with the pronunciation Like most of the people recited today, Alhamdulillah, they did a very good job. So who's next, inshallah? You know, it should be a sort of competition. I would like everybody to compete with each other and to say, I'm going to be next, and I'm going to be next. And then I feel that you are... Okay, Sister Aisha? Sister Sakina, inshallah, go first.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. Let's go to check from the verse صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The one before اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Could you repeat this word after me? المستقيم المستقيم
المستقيم.
We have two letters in Arabic language, qi and ki. So this one is qi, mustaqim, qim, qim. So could you make it? Al-mustaqim.
Yes. Al-mustaqim.
MashaAllah. And go to the next verse. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
ما شاء الله, that's very good. But I would like to hear the last part. أنعمت عليهم أنعمت عليهم
أنعمت عليهم.
ما شاء الله. غير المغضوب عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاك الله خيرا. When you said ولا الضالين, you didn't give it six times. So could you make it longer?
Wala dalin.
MashaAllah. That's good. So who's going next, inshallah? Sister Aisha? Okay, go ahead.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله, that's very good. But we need to practice more. So if you repeat after me, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
One more time. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
لله رب العالمين.
لله رب العالمين.
Say it one more time, please. رب العالمين رب العالمين
رب العالمين.
ما شاء الله, that's good. الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين.
ما شاء الله. إياك نعبد
إياك نعبد
وإياك نستعين
وإياك نستعين.
Try to stay a little bit longer when you say وإياك. I heard it this way, وإياك. If you make it longer, it should be وإياك. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
وإياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
ما شاء الله. That's very good. Can you say it one more time, please?
وإياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Yeah, there is no wa before the first one. So you start saying إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
ما شاء الله. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم.
Try to pay attention to the connection between صراط and مستقيم. So it should be this way. الصراط المستقيم. الصراط المستقيم. Can you repeat that, please?
الصراط المستقيم.
ما شاء الله. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم. أنعمت عليهم.
أنعمت عليهم.
ما شاء الله. غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. That's very good. So I would like everybody to practice, because without practicing, you will not have any benefits. If you feel that you can recite it this way and you don't practice that and try to recite, so there will be no benefit. So who's going to come next, inshallah? Who's next?
Brother Allison, after they do this, could you just say the Tashahud and the prayer to the prophet, please, so I can record it, because I don't know how to say it and edit it.
The voice was not clear. Could you repeat that again, please?
I said, inshallah, after everybody says the Fatiha, can you say the Tashahud and the prayer to the prophet in Arabic so I can record it, because I don't know how to say it in Arabic.
Inshallah. Sister Sharifa is around, so would you like to recite Al-Fatiha before we go to the next surah? So one more time, I will recite, inshallah, Surah Al-Fatiha, and I will give you time between the two verses, so you can recite it, inshallah, after me without using the microphone. And after that, if you feel that you need to practice more, let me know. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So anyone would like to practice more to recite Al-Fatiha? Go ahead, Brother Hussein. What do you want to ask for? When you recite Al-Fatiha, if you have the Imam recite Al-Fatiha, and then you should say Ameen. So the according to the rules of Tajweed, you say Ameen, and also you can have it this way: Ameen, Ameen. So I think this will take me to another regulation. If you look at Surah Al-Fatiha, you will see like each verse ended up with Yin, Ya and Noon. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Here you have the option to prolong the pronunciation to Haraka, two times, or four, or six times. So you can make it between two and four and second and six. And this is up to you. So if you hear someone reciting Al-Fatiha in such a way, like Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, so that's correct. Rabbil Alameen, that's also correct. رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. So you can make that end, you can prolong the pronunciation up to six haraka, between two and six haraka, between two times and six times. So you have the option to make it, and it's up to you. But if you start the first ayah with two times of lengthening, you have to stick with this one till the end of the surah. And if you start with six times, you have to continue the same thing till the end of the surah. Again, about saying Ameen, you say Ameen. I heard it sometimes somebody say Ameen, and that's not right. So Ameen, or you can make it Ameen. Okay? Are there any other question? About the last verse, that's a good question. According to Hafsa an Asim, because we know that Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in 7 different type of recitation. So قراءة حفص عن عاصم, if someone is familiar with this word حفص, that's one type of recitation, and this is the common type that is like you can find it all over the world now. This is like the thing that most of people read in Quran in such way. So according to this type of recitation, we should not stop, and we should say the entire verse, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, without having any stop. But if you stop for some reason, like if you don't have enough breath to take, so you can stop, and after that you can start from like two words. For example, if you say صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, so you can start saying أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. But to make it easy, there are three type of recitation. They said you can stop after صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. So you can make it easy for yourself. So you can say صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, and then you continue غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So I think this is the most easiest way for us, is to stop at in the middle, and after that to continue according to these type of recitation. Now let's move the harfu, the letter ghain, comes from the throat. We have 6 letters in Arabic language, and they come all from the throat. And we will cover that, inshallah, when we talk about the rule of tajweed. These letters are A, Hamz, Ha, Ha, A, Ain, Gha, Ghin, Ha, and Kha. All of these letters come from the throat, and they have special rules in the Quran when they come after Noon, Sakina. We will cover that for the intermediate class, inshallah. So now let me recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, and everybody may repeat after me. And after that, I will give you the chance, inshallah, to recite it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد, ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
One more time.
قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد, ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد, ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Incoming mail.
So who's going to come first, inshallah? Who's going to go first?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
So if you please repeat this after me. قل هو قل هو
قل هو قل هو
الله أحد
الله أحد.
I have to tell you something about the rules here. The most important rule everybody should know is the vibration. Vibration. There are six letters in Arabic language, and when these letters have sukun, sukun is the circle above the letter, we should vibrate the letter when we say the letter. What does this mean? Like ahad dal d. So when you say ahad, you should vibrate the d to be in such way ahad 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 ahad. If you say ahad, so you didn't follow the rule. So, I'm not going to mention the other letters because we don't need it now. But this is like the letter we have today, Ahad. Each verse ended with this letter. So, we should vibrate the letter. As if you are bouncing something. Like when you play bing bong, you bounce the ball. That's exactly the same way. Ahad, Ada, Ada, Ada. So, could you repeat this after me again, please? Allahu Ahad.
Allahu Ahad.
MashaAllah. Yeah, you got it. Allahu Samad.
Allahu Samad.
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 Lam yalid wa lam yulad.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad.
The first dal, yalid, yalid. لم يلد ولم يولد
لم يلد ولم يولد.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Your response is very good. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ما شاء الله جزاك الله خيرا. By the way, this surah is equivalent to one third of the Quran in terms of the reward. So when you recite this surah three times according to what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will receive, like if you recite it three times, you will receive the reward as if you recited the whole, the entire Quran. So think about it. So who's going to come to go next, inshallah? I see Brother Hussein. We recited that yesterday together, so would you like to repeat it by yourself? Okay, Brother Islam, go ahead. We still have only 30 minutes, so we want to listen to as many as we can. I see Sister Sakina, Sister Anita. I think they can recite. Brother Muttaqoon, you are around. And okay, Brother Hussein, please start. Do you need me to help you? MashaAllah, go ahead.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Go on, that's good.
قل هو الله أحد.
Try to vibrate the last letter. دال أحد.
قل هو الله أحد.
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 Go on.
الله الصمد.
ما شاء الله. Go on.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
Could you stress يلد؟ يلد؟
يلد يلد.
Go on.
ولم يولد.
ما شاء الله. Go on.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
One more time, the last verse.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ما شاء الله. Your recitation is very good. By the way, we were practicing this surah together yesterday. So I was reciting and he was repeating after me. It seems that he spent some time at home reading and to check the pronunciation. But as I heard it today, mashallah, that's perfect. So there was no mistake, mashallah. Jazakallahu khayran, brother Hussein. We would like to have many people in this site like you, having patience and having the will to read and to recite Quran. And I am the servant for everybody who wants to be like you. Who's next, inshallah? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I don't think I ever recited it with the other, but I can give it a try, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ما شاء الله. That's very good. Can you read the Arabic text or do you read the English one?
SubhanAllah. I can read the Arabic not very well, but a little bit. Usually I do not read the English, but instead the Bosnian, because that's the easiest for me to read.
So you are familiar with the Arabic letters. So that's what I'm asking about. Are you? MashaAllah. So because for the intermediate class I need people who are familiar with the Arabic letters, so we can go by the Mus'haf, and then we can give lessons about the rules using the Arabic text, inshallah. MashaAllah, your recitation is very good, but I would like to listen to verse by verse slowly, and give me a time between two of them to give a comments. So you start قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ again, please.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ.
So the only concern here is Allahu. You said قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. The lam, the L in Allahu is heavy. So you say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Allahu. Try to practice that. Allahu. So can you say it one more time? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Go on.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
Make it a little bit heavy, like اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
ما شاء الله. That's very good. Go on.
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدٌ.
The same concern. اللَّهُ. When you say اللَّهُ, you make the lam, the L, heavy, very thick. Allahu, Allahu, Allahu Samad, and Saad also. As-Samad. One more time, please. Allahu Samad. I would like everybody to repeat after me when I practice with someone. Allahu Samad.
Kufuvan.
Jazakallahu khaira. So, who's next, inshallah? Who's next? Are there any? Okay. You can go on, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Yeah, I'd like you to have more patience with me. So could you please repeat after me? قل هو الله أحد. قل هو الله أحد.
قل هو الله أحد.
Say هو الله. هو الله.
هو الله.
هو الله. Listen to me carefully. هو الله. هو الله.
هو الله.
الله أحد.
الله أحد.
Everybody should practice the way you say Allah. Never say Allah. Allah. The lam, the L should be heavy. Allah. Allahu Ahad. One more time, please, Sister Sakina. Allahu Ahad.
Allahu Ahad.
Allahu Samad.
Allahu Samad.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad.
لم يولد ولم يولد.
لم يلد. لم يلد. Try to imitate my voice now. لم يلد.
لم يولد.
ولم يولد.
ولم يولد.
Now. لم يلد ولم يولد.
لم يولد. ولم يولد.
ما شاء الله. ولم يكن له.
ولم يكن له.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
جزاك الله خيرا. That's very good. Who's next إن شاء الله? Who's next? We don't have enough time to think. Who's next? Okay.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Go on. Go on, Sister Aisha. قل هو الله أحد.
قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ما شاء الله. One more time please. You repeat after me. قل هو الله.
Okay. Is it والله or الله? I usually say والله.
الله. قل هو الله أحد.
قل هو الله.
Try to divide it this way. قل هو.
قل هو. قل هو.
هو الله.
هو الله.
Try to connect these two words. Huwallahu. Huwallahu.
Qul huwallahu ahad.
MashaAllah. My concern now is ahad. Vibrate the D. Just to say Allahu ahad.
Allahu ahad.
MashaAllah. You did a very good job. الله الصمد.
الله الصمد.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
ما شاء الله. ولم يكن له.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
جزاك الله خيرا. That's very good. Yeah, you did it in a very good way. So who's next, inshallah? We still have like 10 minutes. Sister Amina asked for at-tashahud. Was that correct? وجزاكم الله خيرا. Sister Amina, are you still around? So you asked for at-tashahud. So I think we still have like 10 minutes. So I would go first now with salam to the Prophet. Do you mean sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is that what you mean, like to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh, the whole tashahud. So, may I listen to the tashahud from you first? Can you do it? You can't? Okay. So I will end the class, inshallah, saying at-tashahud. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa-salawatu wa-tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. I have to start from the beginning. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. And by the way, you may find different versions for the tashahud. Like there is a short one, there is a long one. But if you say up to أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله, so that is the tashahud. But the second part is like to praise Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, and also to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to praise Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then to make dua for their family, to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to praise also their families as well. So are there any questions before I leave today? So inshallah, next class we will move to the next surah, Surah Al-Falaq. And inshallah, I'm willing to have to select maybe 7 people from this this group to have an intermediate class. Those who can read Arabic and read Quran from the Mus'haf, so inshallah we will teach them the rules. So are there any questions before I leave? If you like to have like a class for tashahud, so we can have this inshallah. What do you think? Yes, we will go for Surah Al-Falaq. So what do you think, Sister Layla? Is it a good idea to have a session or a class only for tashahud? Do you think the majority of people here needs that? Would you like, Sister Layla, so we can go over the salah, starting from the beginning and try to show people how to pronounce even Allahu Akbar and Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So to go over all of this stuff, so they say it in English, they say it in Arabic, and also they get to know the meaning of English. What do you think? Like, give me your idea, like your opinion. So we can have maybe 1 week for that. Subhanallah. So like 13 years and I don't know how to pronounce that in Arabic. So I have a class on Sunday, I think. So I think I can have this only for Salah. How to say your Salah. How to say your prayer. And like for anyone who attend this class, we can ask them what is the problem, like because you know the only way to practice the pronunciation is to read that before someone, but if you have a tape it doesn't help at all. So that's why I'm encouraging everybody here to practice. So I will have someday inshallah to practice the Arabic pronunciation that they need during their prayer, starting from Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we can check about that, because this is very important with the meaning also in English. So we can have this also on the website inshallah. So I'll see you inshallah next Sunday, but next Sunday we can have it for prayer. So inshallah next Sunday we will have the tashahud, not Surah Al-Falaq. And for Tajweed class, I forget what time for next week, Sister Layla. Is it Tuesday or Thursday? I'm having a vacation till the beginning of the September, inshallah, of the semester. So I will be like available every day after 9 o'clock. So just email me with the time and then I will be there inshallah. Inshallah we'll try to make our best, but there is no way to show the prayer using this site unless if you have some videotape, so we can show them how to do that. But inshallah from now on I will have the Sunday class for Salah, and after we finish like tashahud we can go for like ruku' and sujood and like some dua also, like some dua in Arabic, because when you make the dua in Arabic, mashallah, this is like a blessing from Allah. So inshallah I'll see you everybody on Sunday. We will focus on at-tashahud. But Sister Layla, if you have a special version of tashahud, so I would like to see it. And otherwise, I'm going to give them the tashahud I just said now. What do you think? So now I went over the tashahud. Where is the salat? Is it somewhere else? Sister Layla, where is the salah? Yeah, I got it. The tahiyyat, the tashahud, you have in the web now exactly the one I recited for them. But I'm asking about اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. I can't see that. I cannot see that. I got it. Inshallah. The last part also is the same as the one I told them. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. So exactly the same way. So inshallah for Sunday we will focus on at-tashahud to make sure that everybody pronounce at-tashahud in a perfect way. So thank you very much everybody, and inshallah next time I would like everybody to participate in this class, because this is for your own benefits and also for our benefits. And again, I am the servant for everybody who wants to learn how to recite Quran or how to make prayer and to pronounce.